Hornet, written by Jeff Horn with Grantley Kaiser, and read by Tim Potter. It was a warm winter's afternoon on the 2nd of July 2017. All around me, roaring with excitement, were more than 51,000 people, the largest crowd ever to attend a boxing match in Australia, and the largest crowd anywhere in the world to see Manny Pacquiao fight. People were there to witness the most audacious title attempt by an Australian fighter as I took on boxing's Superman, a buzzing whirlwind who'd been a world champion for almost 20 years and had earned more than $660 million from the sport. Reporters called my challenge for Pacquiao's title the most astonishing story in world sport. A rank outsider who somehow found himself facing one of the biggest names in boxing history and a high-ranking Filipino politician to boot. What the hell was I even doing here in the first place? In fact, when you looked at our careers logically, the fight seemed like a bizarre matchup. No wonder going into it, I'd been ridiculed by know-alls all around the world. The idea of me fighting for a world title, and especially against a living legend of sport, seemed like some ridiculous movie storyline, one of those science fiction or fantasy flicks in which an inoffensive kid is somehow transported to another world and given superpowers to face the ultimate challenge. For one thing, I don't come from a boxing background. I didn't follow the sport when I was a kid, and world boxing champion was hardly on the top of preferred jobs suggested to me when I was a school nerd. The first fights I ever saw live were the Australian amateur titles in 2007. Growing up, I had a pretty comfortable home life in the Brisbane suburbs. In contrast, Pacquiao had been born into abject poverty and grew up in a dirt floor thatched hut in the jungle in a remote corner of the southern Philippines. Through his iron will and blazing hands, he'd battered his way through the top tiers of boxing and become a dominant force in the sport. Pacquiao has a long inventory of palaces he calls home in the Philippines and the United States. I live in a modest house in a working-class suburb of Brisbane. He learned to fight by watching roosters peck and claw each other to death in cockfighting tournaments in the Philippines. I've got a docile Staffordshire Terrier that never barks, but comes running into my lounge room if she hears the code word pizza, a word I don't say often. Pacquiao has held 11 world titles. I'm a schoolteacher and a qualified childcare worker.